Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still
You Cannot Say, written by my big brother Jay Hatter. And the singer and writer of the music is Shout Even Shy. Great poem and an amazing version of singing it, for sure. My name is Deborah Lee, and you are listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a radio group, chat group, that's sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. And we hang out here and on allpoetry.com, if you remember, or you join, which is free to do. You can look us up on the group tab, again, A Team of Voices, and I'll meet you at the door. Tonight, we are continuing our series of tributing the word of our peers, and we are featuring lines from poems by the poet Raconteur, and some art, and the poets are asked to choose words from the poetry and also pair it off with one of the artist prints. This week it's Leonid Afremov, and he's got some beautifully colorful art, and I've got 10 excellent pieces that I chose from Raconteur's poetry, and we're going to bring you some poems. And I'm first going to say hi to Raconteur, whose words we'll be writing to. Hey, Rac. Glad you're here.
Hey. How you doing, Debs?
I'm doing okay. I'm actually very much looking forward to seeing what people came up with to go with your words, because there were some really great prompts there. And I had fun with mine. I hope everybody had fun with theirs. And we actually have a few people lined up to get in, so let's let them in. We could start with the dynamic duo from A Poetic Slice of Life, Kay and her husband, Stephen 76. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hey.
And right behind our dynamic duo is none other than Mr. Wayne Gent. Hey, Wayne.
What's going on, guys?
Glad you're here.
Happy, Wayne.
Glad to be here. Raconteur, nice to hear your voice again. Steve, Steve.
Yeah.
You there?
Okay, just making sure you're still there.
Yeah,
and,
I ain't going anywhere.
I'm going to very quickly read the 10 lines that we are going to, that everyone had to choose from, and then I'll have the poets tell you which one they chose when they read their poems. We had Where Tears Don't Matter and Your Pain Fades Away. Also, Physical Appearance is Merely Window Dressing and You Are the Single Most Beautiful Soul. 3 is I've Grown to Idolize the Lies and Embrace the Deception. 4 is Just a Free Spirit, Now Freer Still. 5 is Until the Sun Fades into the Night Once Again, which is that's the one I wrote too. 6, A Cloud Hung Defiant Against the Sky. 7, Like Dew Through Fall After Morning's Rain. 8, Leaving Pieces of Me Scattered Everywhere I Go. 9, The Dawn Breaks, Cicadating Sunrise. And then 10, It's a Passionate Heart That Makes the Difference, the part of a soul that shines brighter than the North Star. So a little bit of darkness and a whole lot of beautiful lines and sadness and romance and you name it, and you should have been able to lead yourself somewhere coupled with the great art that we have to choose from. And I am going to run over and I'm going to grab the poem that Kay brought with her and get this show on the road. And Kay, as soon as you see your link, if you would please shout out to which line you wrote to and then read for us, that would be fantastic.
Okay, I brought a pre-write. I changed this out a few different times, and this was the one I settled on. And I felt it fit to the quote, like dew fall after morning rain. And I call this Sentinels of Live and Death. Ecru to gold on fronds of crisp brown, losing greenery staging. Earth doesn't leap and turn. In the fields and the carpeting of land, as flesh blush and armaments clutch to, knit its acceptable sweeping of petals the dirt. Backstitching soon to make way for snowshoes, marigolds to perennial clipping, a shedding of wardrobes, mold to cracklings of holly berries, husk a new cocoons of acorn seed. What once was blessed with life ascends to earth once more, rooting in claws to burial succession, minutes, time frames of brushing of candlelight feeding, and nature's frost that hushabies an unwritten pasture. End poem.
Gorgeous. I agree. It goes very well with the art and the quote. And I like, where was that? Rusting to fields in the carpeting of land as flesh, blessing armaments clutch to knits, its acceptable sweeping of petals to dirt, back stitching. The visuals there are really cool, and then the back stitching is like totally unexpected. Yeah, another brilliant metaphor there. And I like the mold to cracklings of holly berries, husking new cocoons of acorn seeds. And it's like the little pieces of stuff that's going on like in the background, like with those acorn seeds that will for one, feed the squirrels, and the ones that make it through dinner pickings could one day grow into a tree. And like it, that's what I mean by like the background things. And then I really like the visual at the end there, that last two lines. Time frames the brushings of candlelight cedars in nature's frost of hushabies in written passages. There's just something so tender and sweet about hushabies in written passages, but also those candlelight cedars, because like if you look at all the trunks and then all the colors at the top and the way it seems to sparkle and glitter in the art, it's like I think the thought of them being candlelight cedars is quite beautiful. So all the way around the field, the color, the images, the metaphors, and then the title "Sentinels of Living Death." What a title, "Sentinels of Living Death," and like they're just there. Sentinels, I love that word. I don't know if it was tonight, but I've used that word recently too. I think this came out fantastic. Hey, totally. Beautiful piece. Very much appreciate it. And let me go right to Raconteur. What do you think, Rack?
Yeah, I thought this is a great thought to the quote. The idea was originally about tears, and you know, sometimes I think of them like the sentinels also. You've got a lot of emotion in there, and there's a lot of parallels to what I think was running through my head when I wrote that with what I got from what you wrote. It was beautiful, Kay.
Thank you.
Fabulous comment. And Wayne, what did you think?
I think it's a nice poem. I just started reading it, and when I clicked on the link, I went to another one of her poems that had a snow scene in it. And, you know, her poems are so good that I was trying to find out where she's reading it, and I never could pick it up, but I was on the wrong poem. So I'm going to write a comment now, but I'm just now reading it because I was reading two poems, different poems together, didn't quite go together quite right. So I got sidetracked somewhere. Anyway, great poem there, Kay. I'm waiting to comment now.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome comment. And Stephen, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, I like this a lot. Kay and I, we really love the fall and the winter, and I think that this brings both of them in as you're talking about, you know, the fall being the doorstep to winter. Really cool. What I like, though, I love that last line about the hushabye. It's really, I like it a lot. And if anybody hears the queen snoring, we apologize, but she's sleeping right. Yeah.
That's so cute. And did you want to give an update as to what's happening before you read?
Yeah, let's see. We have our Poetic Inklings Movement of Sound connection this week. Wednesday's the Inklings and Thursday the Movement of Sound. We're going to feature quotes from the movie Eddie and the Cruisers on Wednesday and the Inklings to write to, and then the soundtrack to Eddie and the Cruisers for the Movement of Sound on Thursday, both at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Saturday is Storyboards with Sky Darkholm. And I believe that is going to be the next edition of Dungeons and Dragons, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yes, and the class is The Sorcerer, and that's at 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you. And I think I put yours up there. I am double-checking. Can't find the board as usual, but let's see, there's a team of voices. Okay, yes. I put Hatters. Okay, that's a bit weird, but okay, let me try that again. Copy. Paste. Hey, and it says Stephen. Let's see what happens. Hey, there you go. Okay, please.
Yeah, and I should also mention, too, because I keep forgetting that January is already almost over, but Friday is the Man Cave here at the Team of Voices, and it's changed to 9 p.m. Eastern now that we have free Fridays.
Mm-hmm. January right, did fly.
Yeah.
Sorry about
yeah,
that. Go ahead.
It did. It's all right. All right. I used the quote until the sun fades into the night once again. And I call this winter's eventides. Clocking souls sleepily crawl across the cloudless southern sky. The ivory snow-covered fields appear to glitter and shine. Iced gemstones scantily veiled to the peeled naked eye, and the lake wind swirls them round while chilling the spine. End poem.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Stephen, you're really, really nailing them with these four-liners. Cloaking soul deeply crawls across cloudless southern sky. Perfect description. And iced gemstones scantily veiled in the peeled naked eye. I really like that, the iced gemstones. You hear of the gems now and then, but the iced gemstones is a really nice touch. And I can see the beauty that you pack into these four lines, too. And the sun that's glowing in the middle of the art goes perfectly with the until the sun fades into the night once again. So it's just like a total package. And again, I say a total package packed into four lines. You now have 30 of them bad boys. Congratulations. I think this came out fantastic. And let's see what Mr. Racontour thought.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting a brevity, but, you know, obviously it fits. It was lovely. You like Deb mentioned, you know, you got a lot of imagery in there. And, you know, the mention of the sun and everything ties it into the quote. Lovely. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Rick.
Great comment. And Wayne?
Yeah, Steve, you did it again. These words you picked blend perfectly during your read. I have to learn how to do those four-line, ten-rated poems. Think of all the ink I'll save. You take so much of your smooth rhyme. You did a good job of this. Rex Line was picked several times because I picked it and did pick it too. It's hard to be sure, though. You did a good job with this. I loved it.
Thank you, Wade. Definitely saving money on dicks.
And Kate, can you come for your hubby?
Well, yeah. I think in accordance to the picture and the quote, it definitely gives a beautiful feeling, the cold and the chill. But also the loveliness of winter, as I said, like a personality, a season is moody yet colorful in the good and bad. That is inspiring.
Thanks, hon.
Yeah.
Ice gemstones.
Right. Mm-hmm. Comment. Austin, it looks like Wayne's call dropped. Let me let him back in real quick. And
I'm back.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Glad you're back. And I'm going to grab my poem for Racontour, because I went a little different with mine. I don't know. I actually wrote to the same quote that Stephen did, which was until the sun fades into the night, the night once again. But I want to see what you think, and I took mine intentionally now because of the fact that I want to see the contrast in the two poems from the beauty in there to the well, we will see in mine. So, mine is called Dinner for Two, Neath a Sky Stained Dark Blue. And here we go. At nightfall, the cricket violins chirp in concert as moonlight glows with warm orange hues. And she walks with him neath the shadows that dance on the grassland's shaded views. He scans the path and she nuzzles at his neck, walking tight to his side as they travel the night, then stop to eat deer steaks as opal stars blink, snuggling till dawn hits, then tosses down light. They curl up to nap under the mangrove trees. Purring, they drift into sleep shaded from heat until the sun fades into the night once again. And the tigers hunt, then share wild boar meat. End poem.
That's beautiful, Deb. You know, you got a lot of my favorite things in there. Spending time together and food, you know. And of course, you got your signature colors too. You know, it's a beautiful story, and you could be talking about a couple, or you know, even a pair of you know animals. You know, because you're talking about tigers. I'm guessing that might be the artwork that you picked, but I mean, it's just that the situation. Well, I guess tigers don't drink wine, do they? But or you mentioned beer, didn't you? Anyway, I you know the idea of being together, you know, and spending that time together, it was the main thought I think behind the one that you picked it from, and you definitely have that in there, and you know the sharing the scenery and that stuff is you know that's what's paramount to me. So you know you've definitely captured that. It's beautiful.
Thank you. And yes, it was a picture of a pair of tigers cuddling or nuzzling as they walked. And his eyes are like alert. So I'm glad you liked it. Awesome comment. And, man, I'm going to beat Hatter for not being here to do this. I hate getting my own comments. But, Stephen, what do you think?
Yeah, to me, it kind of sounds like the life. Rare venison steaks for dinner and a bit of the other white meat for a late night snack. I thought that the wonderful imagery in his dead brought the picture to life. And yes, definitely perfectly written to the quote as well. Yeah, very cool.
They're pigging out.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that. Kay, what do you think?
In a way, that could be like my home because I get accused of spoiling my cats too much.
It's true, you do.
Yeah, I know.
I have to agree with that. They get cooked breakfast. I definitely agree with that.
you get to cook them breakfast, too.
Man, they get cooked meals now. But no, I think this is cool. Through the image and the quote, it definitely gives nature and sharing it together in the good and the heightened times that are sharing a bond together. That's, as I thought, unique and unbreakable. Wonderful.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. And I just, and let me get a comment from Wayne, please.
Yes. This is a wonderful right to the pick. But I thought I knew those tigers when he was talking about them. Great blend of the quote and pick together, and good rhyme, good wonderful storyline. I could see the emotional love of the two of them when in your words. Makes me want to kiss a tiger. Great job. I enjoyed it.
Oh, well, watch kissing them tigers. So you never know. You might get slapped around a little bit. But thank you very much. And Stephen, I was just going to say, I appreciate you guys being here, and I will see you at your show on Wednesday. And I'm thrilled everybody liked it. And I'm going to, actually, before I grab Wayne's poem, let me let AP in. Hello, AP.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Glad you're here. And you're just in time to hear Mr. Wayne Jett read his poem. As soon as I find it on the board over here. Well, actually, I hear him on his recording, but still, you get what I mean?
I think the same quote as you and Steve, but they had the same choice.
You know, it's funny how that happens sometimes, but it's just an amazing quote.
It's a perfect quote for everything. It fits into everything.
Yeah. Well, that's what I tried to do. I tried to make sure that there were many of the pieces that could go with the quotes. That's why I spent a little bit of extra time trying to coordinate so that it's easier for everybody and we get a nice variety. So there is yours, and if you guys click on his, I will push the recording. And, okay, here we go.
Here's a song. Until the sun fades into the night once again. Radiated scarlet ribbons, shouts to blinking lightness, forging froth and reflected mirrored puddles in nightness. Ornamental artifacts dance like trinkets on sycamore mask. 2, long-haired ticketed travelers, toss-tasseled task. Wrinkled, waterlogged whiskers, whispers, whale tails. Soaked, silky sheets, seldom sing softly to serrated sails. Collared captain, cage cracked, champagne corkscrew. Clapping cluster clouds, commands, colored cadmium crew. Leaving ladies, liquid line letter, on lagoon's landmark. Damp, dented, dirty dwelling, demands drinking during dark. Sunset snarling sea, smack ship on starboard's back end, until sun fades into the night once again. In.
Gorgeous, Wayne. You know, right from that first line, radiated scarlet ribbons shout to blinking lightness. There's something so boldly stunning about the thought of radiated scarlet ribbons, and it describes the reds and stuff in the skyline there beautifully. In the ornamental artifacts dance like trinkets on sycamore masks. Between the ornamental artifacts and the sycamore mask, I thought the metaphors were gorgeous there. And in the next one, the first line, wrinkled waterlogged whiskers, whisper whale tails. You don't think it would be so hard to say until you try to say it out loud. But it was really fun. And then clapping clustered clap. Cluster clouds command colored cadmium crew, and you know you spit these tongue twisters and alliterations out like second nature now, just so calm and mellow and as you read and with the musical background, and I sit there and I'm like I know which lines I want to tell him about, but I sure hope I don't flub them up when I try to read them, and quite often I do because it's not easy to read out loud. Without practice, clapping cluster clouds commands colored cadmium crew. I mean, it's gorgeous, and even though it was CCC all the way through, it painted a really, really pretty picture in just that one line. And then I like that you closed out with his quote of until the sun fades into the night once again. I thought it was a nice touch to end it off, and I thought that you totally brought the art to life and the quote. And mm-hmm. I like the choice, the tranquil music in the background, too, Wayne. Great job.
Thank you, Ed. Pretty big comment.
Thank you. Raconteur?
Yeah, Wayne, real smooth. To me, it had to feel like a sunset cruise, you know? You got a lot of nautical references. You're mentioning the sun on the water at night. You know, especially, I think that's why, you know, sunset cruises are so popular. That kind of background just, you know, invites romance. You know, it was absolutely beautiful. You got a lot of color mm-hmm. in there. And again, like Deb mentioned, you know, the alliteration.
I enjoyed writing it. Thank you. Great quote.
Great comment. And AP, what you think?
Well, I was actually drawn to sycamore as well. I don't know why, but I was. the artifacts that dance like trinkets on sycamore masks. I don't know why I'm drawn there, but I think it's just a really interesting use of the word sycamore. And then similarly, the sunset snarling sea smack ship on starboard's back end. It's something quite, you know, the words really act to actually influence what you're hearing and what you're seeing, and there's something quite vibrant about it in the way that there's something quite vibrant about the use of color in the pictures. So I think the style really suits it very, very well.
Thank you, there, AP. Great comment.
Fabulous comment. And my big brother Hatter has arrived. Hey, Hatter. I'm glad you made it.
Hey. Winkled water logs whiskers wabbits. Just saying.
I like how all of a sudden what Elmer Fudd came out there. That was very cool.
Wabbit.
The wabbit kicked it. But are you logged in? Did you get to see Wayne's poem?
I chose to mimic the W's because that was the tongue twister part of it. I joined a little late, but I caught the end of it as it was being read. I like the way he records with the music in the back. It's got gives a little class.
The mood in.
Yeah, you just flood the work with these with the letters C's and D's and W's. It works. Did you use all the words?
I didn't know head words. I just wanted that came off my head.
Oh, okay.
No, I was gonna say there's always colors at the bottom just in case you need them, but that was all Wayne. Wayne. Yeah.
Oh, Wayne.
Oh, another one. This is one like Wayne.
That's very cool. Okay, so fantastic. And AP, I put your poem on the board. If you would read for us next, that'd be awesome.
I'm actually just having a go at doing something vaguely like the image, Deb, that was here that we were given, because it's quite a interesting style, actually. But
I love it, yeah.
This
I think
is
it's
Just Past the Rain, and it's to the quote by Rack, like dew they fall after morning's rain, and it goes a little bit like this. Fragments of me, they fall towards you as the suns remain swept past day. Crystal fragments the memories in you, my cells filled with periwinkle as way. Your light, my guide through the waves, buttressed me to their crazed sweep. Enveloped by warmth, how still I crave, now instead with shards left to weep. Colours that once formed a rainbow curled over my world as dreamers do. Same winds steer, still currents blow. Clear sails lie at rest, missing you. Water's frame will cleanse that arise in a dew that falls after morning's rain. Slowly will I raise my hands now wizened to welcome a boat's clatter once again in pomp.
Beautiful. You know, for some reason, I now have Kermit the Frog singing in my head. It must be colors that once formed a rainbow curled over my world as dreamers do. I think that's right about where I started to hear him singing the Rainbow Connection. But the images right from the get-go, fragments of me, they fall toward just as the sun remains. Well, dew, I think. As the sun remains swept past the day, crystal fragments, the memories anew, my sails filled with periwinkle as way. And it's like just those with the fragments and the colors and all is perfect because it looks fragmented in this artist's style. I already said the part about the dreamers do, but in the closing, water's frame will cleanse that horizon, a dew that falls after morning's rain. And I like how it's rain, R-E-I-G-N. Slowly will I rise, my hands now wizened to welcome a boat's clatter once again. I just thought that you brought it to life, but you brought it to life with wording to match the art and the quote, which was very brilliant. So I thought you did a fabulous job. And again, I have Kermit the Frog singing to me right now, so that's not half bad either. Awesome share.
Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah. well, we got the sounds tonight. And before I have Rock and Tour comment, let's say hey to Sweet. Sweet Pea. Welcome to the show, doll.
Hi, everybody. Wouldn't miss the show at all.
Sweet.
Hey, Sweet.
I'm about to get Rock and Tour to comment. Please.
I really enjoyed the piece, AP. I like the way that you tied a lot of that imagery into the central theme of what I was writing about, you know, the tears, down to the fragments, you know, because and even the pieces of you, you know, all of that to me, you know, is representative of what could be, you know, the tears and the emotions behind it, which was kind of what I was thinking, you know, because it's a favorite subject, I guess, for all poets. And it lends itself well. And you took the imagery and really ran with it. I wasn't able to see, you know, that you spelled it R-E-I-G-N like I did. But, you know, did you spell morning, the regular morning? Or did M-O-U-R-N?
No,
because that works equally well, which is the other thing that was, you know, absolutely different too, because in the context of what you're talking about, you're not talking about something sad. So, you know, well, the tear reference is kind of sad, but, you know what I'm trying to say. Beautiful word choices, and you know, you completely made it all your own, you know, in your own style. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
Awesome comment, Natter.
Yeah, I just a question. The first line, J-U-F,
yes.
Why?
Well, I knew that I was going to be mornings, and I sort of thought, well, that's a sort of interesting sort of turnaround of another word. What's another way to sort of grab people that sort of similar sort of turnaround in it? And so that's where it came from, Hatter. It was trying to use a word in an unusual way in the way that I was about to do it towards the back end of the poem.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. There's some other lines that were really, where is it? And the last line, to welcome a boat's clatter once again. Water frame will cleanse the horizon, the dew that fails after morning's rain. Slowly will I raise my hands now, awesome. Like do they fall after morning's rain? Okay. I'm just trying to grasp the meanings of your lines here.
Yeah, I just was trying to what I call the classic rack poem is the sort of poem of longing. You know, and so I was trying to do a sort of classic rack poem, but sort of give it me sort of optic sort of pitch for the final line because I couldn't help. That's where I tried to go.
Oh, okay. I'm looking too hard to it then.
No.
Always good. Always cool.
Thanks, Hannah.
Yeah,
great comment. And before I get a comment from Sweet, let's say hello to Linda, a.k.a. Liquid Damage. Hey, girl. Glad you're here.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Linda.
Hey.
We are celebrating.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Linda.
Hey. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Paul.
I love this group. Okay, now let me see. Sweet, can you comment for AP?
Absolutely. I think this poem is gorgeous, and I do see the rackiness in it.
Thank you.
Cool word.
I love the colors. I love the colors that once formed a rainbow curled over my world as dreamers do. same wind steer, still currents below, clear sails, lie at rest, for missing you. If that's not a whole Rackyism, I don't know what is. That was really good. I just really love that colors that once formed a rainbow curled over my world as dreamers do. That's just beautiful. I think you have a lot of great lines in here. Crystal fragments, the memories are new. I know Deb did her thing, but yeah, it's really stunning. I thought it was beautiful. Rack, Tom's quote, you did very, very well too. Great job, AP, as always.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is a list maker for me, AP.
Well, there you go. I don't hear often, so thank you.
Way cool. And let me just double check here. Linda, did you get to hear?
I didn't get to hear it, but I'm reading over, and it's really pretty. AP, I love your artistic words here. The way you phrase your verses are really cool. It's very colorful, but I love this verse, colors that once formed a rainbow curled over my world as dreamers do. Same winds steer, still currents blow, clear sails lie at rest for missing you. That is just so beautiful. I really liked it. I wish I could have heard you read it.
Thank you.
You could always download the playback.
Oh, I didn't know I could do that.
Or you could even just push play in the chat room afterwards, because there's a player at the top and it updates itself about 10 minutes after every show. It becomes the most recent episode and you can just listen. And we have a topic board called the Listening Booth, and you can listen to our shows, A Poetic Slice, Soul Asylum. There's players from all over. Yeah, so lots of ways to get to hear them afterwards.
Cool.
But yeah. And, okay, I have put...
Deb, I have a comment.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I apologize, Wayne. Will you please comment?
That's okay. That's a comment, I think. I love the way you use the style of the painting to describe the picture of the painting. It's kind of, you use words like shard and fracture, fractured and shard, like kind of like the picture does itself. There's a romantic feel about this poem, like a lost over found, and the rhyme's good, the words match the shards of the painting, the words go together with the quotes, and it's all a very good poem there. You do a good job of this. I like it.
No, thanks very much, Wayne. Thank you.
Awesome comment, Wayne. And hey, Wayne, you know, I really like that you just speak up and yell at me, yo, I want to comment. seriously, because I want everybody to get to comment, and sometimes I don't mark it, and then I don't ask. So keep shouting out when you need to have something to say. Just saying. Now, Hatter, show us what you got. Or do you need a reader? Unmute first.
Unmuted.
Unmuted. Yeah. I now notice that I forgot to put the picture that I chose on this, so I'll do that. But I chose the line, leaving pieces of me scattered everywhere I go. And it started to get away from me, so I apologize. But here it goes like this. The light in the woods hovered to see the path rarely taken that leads back to me, searching for places where I saw the faces that smiled as I walked by, deep in the trees that knew it was me climbing the sky. Marked with the light that once thought twice, thinking it was all clear, remembering those that writers and poets shedding a poetic tear. Marked down the names that have played the game but never won at love, watching those things that others will bring, like falls from the heavens above. I wander down the road that leads to the pieces once found a part of me. Even with the stories even with the story's end, it's hard for any to try to pretend while holding on to distant dreams can cloud the waters that feed the streams. Paint the colors of right and wrong, then listen to what's meant in songs. Remember what it was today, then find the borders where a child once played. See, you almost got away from me. I forgot.
Yeah, but it's usually a good thing when you say that, Hatter, and then you read a poem and it's like, well, I'm, wow, glad it got away from you. So it works here, too. And you know, on a side note, I think you got all of us, we hear the word sky, even if we look up at the sky, in my brain I hear sky, sky, sky. So, yeah.
Me too. I did it to myself.
Yeah, and it just, wherever I go, it's sky, sky, sky. And she giggles, so that's a cool thing, too. But, no, I really like it. Like, the first couplet there, the light in the woods hovered to see the path rarely taken that leads back to me, searching for places where I saw the faces that smiled as I walked by. I smile when you walk by, Hatter. I know you can't see me, but I do. Mark down the names that have played the game but never won at love, watching those things that others will bring, like fall from the heavens above. That the Hatter rhyme is gorgeous, the sentiment. And towards the end there, even with the story's end, it's hard to find any to try to pretend while holding on to distant dreams, can clouds, the waters that feeds the streams. I like how you went from couplets into those last couple stanzas there being four-liners. Well, there's another one above somewhere. But but the whether you go with couplets or four-line stanzas, the Hatter rhyme always makes it so easy to read your poems. They flow very lyrically. And I think it came out gorgeous. And I could see a little bit of, what was that word, Racky? Racky-isms in there too. So, like, great job, guys. And what does this hit again?
Racky-isms.
Racky-isms, yes.
Racky-isms.
We got some Racky-isms going on here tonight, and it just figures that the Racky-isms are from the guys who are so good at writing collabs without talking to each other. Just saying. But Rack, what do you think?
I saw a lot of you in this, Hatter. I thought it was great. You know, you talking about childhood in the end and things like that too. That was a great finish. Even if you thought it was getting away from you, that was a perfect way to end it. it really was. And then you know the idea throughout. You know the people and the smiles and. You know the way the lives touch. It was great. It spoke directly to, you know, what I was thinking when I was talking about in my poem, The Pieces of Me. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Awesome comment. And Mr. Wayne Chen, comment please.
Yes, I said in this poem you're a lot like the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz. You're scattered everywhere. But this is a serious theme poem with how life has dealt your cards of life to you. It says a lot of emotion in it. It's a wonderful mood set and a great read. Good job there, Hatman.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you. Mr. Hat.
You're welcome.
Awesome. And AP.
Sorry, Deb, that cut out on me. Was that me?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Cool. Look, I actually thought this was really interesting, Hatter. There's so many great ideas. There's sort of, some of them are right there, and some of them are just sort of a little bit like the Scarecrow. They're sort of buried inside the being somehow. But hack them a little bit, yeah. It's a wonderful poem, and it's like steps away from being an amazing poem. And I just wonder if you spent just a couple of minutes had a couple of minutes more, it might have just some bits just are so close, Hatter. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I do. And it could be one of those sort of poems that sort of goes on the front of your page and sort of hooked there. So I don't know. I'm almost in to spend 5 or 10 minutes and have a go myself, but you're going to be better at doing it.
Yeah, I was trying to keep in my mind the quote in the picture. And that's what almost got away from me. I was trying to make sure that it incorporated the leaving pieces of me everywhere I go and the picture that I failed to put up there.
But I in some ways I reckon if you just stood back and stayed true to the thoughts that you had, it might be even better.
All right. Yeah, I struggled ending it, so I think I got a little wider on my
prompts. I think the wide was good. I think the instincts were right. I think just somewhere, somehow, there's. I wish I could.
You know when I do that inner rhyme thing and I break into that, it's easier to break into it than it is to go out of it.
Yeah.
And there is a part that
and
trips right there at the end.
Catch you in
the end, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it can catch you in it. And I there's some brilliant ideas sitting in this, and I just think it's an outstanding poem on the verge of being a great, great poem.
Cool. Thank you, AP.
Awesome sauce. And Liquid Damage.
Yes. Really potent. And Hatter, you know, all your stuff, it always seems to be so enchanting. And I love that about your poems, is the enchantment from them. But this also had such pretty imagery to it, and the rhyme scheme was wicked cool, followed by a rhythmic flow, which made it just so entrancing. But I thought you did a really great job. I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna.
Fabulous.
You're welcome, Hatter.
And my sweet, can you comment for Hatter before you read, please?
Well, I will tell Hatter that little pieces of you are in every person you've ever met. Your generosity, your kindness, your brilliance, your poems, your sense of humor. All of those little pieces of you are laid upon your graciousness. You know, I think that there could be so much more in this poem because I don't think you realize how all of that touches people when you're in front of them. So, yeah, there's little pieces of you all over a million people by now.
DNA.
But I'm blessed that your little pieces of you are all over me, so I'm very happy about that.
Little pieces. Yeah, you can't tell me that sweet, not that kind of thing. I need a year about being dark and being sick in the mind, and then you say that about me. Come on.
You know. I'm
sorry. Kinder. No. Sorry.
Well, okay, I could say, like Deb said, she smiles when you walk by, and I could be, well, I smile when I walk by because he sent me a picture of his assless chaps. So there you go.
Oh!
A weak moment.
Is that better?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
I don't even know what to say. I can't even imagine the look on your face the day it came in your inbox.
It was after I sent the picture of the red shoes. you could, you know.
I thought you forgot all about it. I thought you forgot all about it. Wasn't going to mention it.
Oh, good Lord. Oh. Okay, now I'm going to try to read my poem. Okay. This is called Dancing Shoes, to Raconteur's quote. I've grown to idolize the lies and embrace deception. His coffee eyes lowered as he placed a hand on the small of my back. I fell silent under the shadow of his sly whiskey smile. Self-will I lacked. It was the reason for the teardrops and all my brandy sorrows. The mahogany floor had memories in the rhythm of our dance. The flirting, the courting, the lollipop giggles and green yellow wiggles. The arguments, the good times, and now the end of our romance. Days of amber blushes and cashmere touches have grown cold. Magnolia whispers and butterfly kisses went extinct, and I grew old. As I faded into the ashes of charcoal shades of past promises. Spinning in the arms of a stranger, I pretended to believe in fairy tales, with champagne bubbles and white wedding dress kisses, white cottages without witches carrying red apples, hoping everyone fails. The monochrome keys trail off as vanilla facade of happiness fades, and all the players leave the stage, and I walk away, starred in my monochrome movie of lies and deception. One more day. And home.
Well, sweet. I think it plays really well with his quote. And I like his coffee eyes lowered as he placed a hand on the small of my back. Between the image of the dark, warm coffee eyes, and there's something so tender and romantic about the a palm sitting right there on that spot. So, like right from the get-go, there's a tenderness, a romance. But then, days of amber blushes and cashmere touches have turned cold. Magnolia whispers and butterfly kisses went extinct, and I grew old. As I faded into the ashes of charcoal shades of past promises, that the power in that stanza right there is like mind blowing. Between the images of those butterfly kisses and then to fade into the ashes, the emotion there, the sentiment that speaks to those lies that you embrace, because sometimes it's better than having nothing to embrace, sometimes. And the monochrome keys trail off as the vanilla facade of happiness fades to gray. All the players leave the stage, and I walk away to star in my monochrome movie of lies and deceptions once more, tying us back to the quote, but leaving us with the image of you just like walking away into the sadness of the lies and deceptions that come next. It's quite a powerful piece, my sweet. And you look at the couple that's dancing in the art, and they look all romantic and beautiful. And then as the song ends and the reality clicks in, the emotions hit pretty hard. So brilliant job, dear heart. And
thank you.
Rock and tour. What do you think?
Hey, you did a great job with this. I love your word choices. You know, just using things like player. You know, the dual meaning of that, and the thought of the lies and deceptions. You know, you kind of bring out the pain, because you know when you see through someone that's trying to do that to you, that kind of doubles the pain. It's like, you know, yeah, You want to make like you're being romantic, but, you know, at the same time, you're like, you're not fooling me. So, you know, that makes it twice as painful. It's like, who are you kidding? You know, I mean, you really got that edge in here, the way that you hold up something that could be so beautiful until you understand, you know, what it really represents and the intention behind it. It's like, hey, son of a bitch. I really love the way that you did this. I really do. This is perfect. Beautiful.
Thank you, Ra. Thank you very much. I'm glad you like it.
Awesome comment. And Wayne Gent?
Yes. There's so much emotion from a time past this point that the sadness of the reminiscing is almost tearful. You nailed the atmosphere of this moment perfectly. You do three-line stanzas as well as anyone I've seen. I have trouble with three-line stanzas. They seem like there's always something missing when I get through with it. But your line says so much about the feeling of the day that the memory brought to the surface, that it's just a cool poem, and lots of emotion there. And I was going to recite one of those lines, but Debbie already did it, so I'm not going to repeat it again. But great job with this poem.
Oh, thank you, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Awesome comment. And AP?
Yes, it's interesting. You look and you sort of see the guy's sort of face blurred, and in that is uncertainty, and in that is, you know, you're not quite sure what that person's thinking and whether they're looking on past or looking on by. And so that was really neatly captured just because of the way that the setup, the flirting, the courting, the lollipop giggles and the green jello wiggles is very cute. And it's just a descriptive of a point in time of a relationship. And then for that to be sort of taken down so beautifully and carefully and almost medically priceless was just really neatly done.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Fabulous comment. And Hatter?
Yeah, this is beautifully done. It speaks of sadness. Magnolia whispers and butterfly kisses went extinct as I grew old, and I grew old as I faded into the shades of charcoal shades and past promises. Spin in the arms of a stranger, I pretend to believe in fairy tales. But it almost hits on regret plus the sorrow of having to walk away. You touched my heart. You're not supposed to do that. Nicely
that
done.
Wasn't me.
No. Thank you, Adam.
Awesome comment. And I'm kind of getting the idea that you don't like when we prove you're the Marshmallow Hatter. Just saying. And Linda, I'm going to have you comment on Sweet and read your poem. And then after you read your poem, I want you to click on the other link that I put on the board, because your topic board for those quotes that you gave me permission to use is all made and ready for you to look at. But in the meantime,
okay,
I'm going to go ahead and comment on my Sweet.
Okay, well, first of all, it starts out so romantic. His coffee eyes lowered as he placed a hand on the small of my back. That is such a sensual line, and it really starts the romance out here. And then it's very intimate and soft, giving off a sad tone at the end. But the loss of the romanticism. But I just loved in the beginning all the lollipop giggles and the green jello wiggles and like they're just having a whirlwind romance, and that's always like goes straight to the heart. Love at first sight, you know, throw everything to the wind and just love each other. And then comes days of amber blushes and cashmere touches have turned cold. It's sad, but I always think, even here, does love really truly go away once it's been, you know, promised? I don't think so, but your ending is quite cool. In the star, I walk away to the star in my monochrome movie of lies and deception one more day. Really cool, sweet. I thought you did a really great job.
Thank you.
Awesome comments.
You're very
welcome. Do me a favor, hold me for just a second, Linda, before you read. I don't know how long Sweet has, so I'm going to say that I want everybody to know that Wednesday night we're going to do the Celebration of Wolf Spirit at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then, Sweet, do you want to tell us about Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday night we were going to celebrate Robin Williams' life and tragedy, his comedy and his tragedy. I've been really working on a lot of his quotes and his life. There's a lot I did not know about Robin Williams, especially about some of the things that happened right before he died, what was discovered after he died, the disease that he actually had. The tragedy the year or so before he died is just crazy. Dealing with the disease he had and all of that. I would love for anybody that had anything, that enjoyed anything, to come to this show, bring a poem about the man, his movies, his comedy, his genius. It would be a great show. I would really appreciate, you know, some participation. I know it's hard to kind of follow me around because I keep moving, but I am back on Thursday nights and plan on staying there. So please come join me. It's going to be a fascinating show.
Awesome sauce. And then on Friday night at the new time of 9 p.m. will be the Man Cave with Hatter and Steven. And then on Saturday at 10 is AP and Hatter and me. And this week the topic is traffic. And Linda, before you read your poem, will you tell us what you got going on next?
Yeah, next on the 10th, I have a show here. I read some stupid jokes and we read some good poetry. It's always a lot of fun. Come on down. And then on the 18th, which is a Saturday, I have a show for La Cosa Nostra at 5 p.m. We do the same, and it's a lot of fun. So come join me. We'll have fun.
Fantastic. And like I said, your poem and then that link for the topic is on the board. So why don't you read the quote that you chose from to write for and then show us what you brought.
Okay, the quote I chose is, "It's a passionate heart that makes the difference, the part of the soul that shines brighter than the North Star." And my piece is called, "Let the Music Be Our Laughter." We met on a note of laughter. A melody chained my heart. I knew I'd love you forever after. This note would be the start. You tickled me with your eyes, giving me a feeling of warm desire. It's then that I realized you just set my world on fire. You swept me off my feet as we danced throughout the nights. You made me feel complete. I was your shining armored knight. Life was grand holding you. I never thought I'd be such a man who holds one true. Now I've become a we. And we were two who really loved each other wild and free. For it came from up above, sent especially for thee. My life became a melody since you said that you'd be mine. Now adrift upon a harmony and everything is fine. The music that our love makes beats the drum that is my heart, and every breath that I take says we'll never be apart. If I could give you just one thing to show you how I feel, it would be a golden ring with diamonds that are real. That's the thought that I had each and every day, to show you that my love was mad and with you I should stay. But life can be quite abrupt and kill your heart's desires, like a volcano that erupts and burns your dreams with fire. And in a moment, love's a mist, an echo ringing long, and all you want is one last kiss before your love is gone. Now your heart is breaking, memories are all that be, with soul and spirit shaking, there's no more room for glee. I loved you with all my heart, you filled my life with laughter, and even now that we're apart, I'll love you forever after. In poem.
Wow, Linda. Just wow. We talk about Hatter rhyme all the time, but we got that Linda rhyme going on too. And you poured declarations of love all throughout this. My life became a melody since. I'm sorry, I have a really hard time with this font. Since he said that you'd be mine, now adrift upon a harmony and everything is fine. And where was that? That's the thought that I had each and every day to show that my love was mad and wish I should stay. And I like the way you put that, to show that my love was mad, rather than I love you madly, like a beautiful twist on the words there. And a moment, love's a miss, an echo ringing long, and all you want is one last kiss before the love is gone. I just, the emotion that you have flowing through every single stanza is just as beautiful as the rhyme that you have. And you pull us through, because you're a strong reader, so you just take us on this journey, and we could just sit back in awe of the trip that you take us on. And I think that you brought both the art and the prompt to life quite nicely there. And like I said, it's so declarative, I think is what I'm trying to say. Each profession of love and admiration and what I might do. And there's a part about a ring. I mean, all the way through, it was just gorgeous. I think you did a fantastic job with it, like you always do.
Thank you, Deb. Thanks.
My pleasure. Raconteur?
You know, I don't know if it's because we just mentioned it, but, you know, anytime you talk about laughter, I always think of Robin Williams. You know, in a less, somewhat less romantic way, I know you weren't, like, in love with him or anything, but, you know, it kind of applies to the way that he was with the gift of his laughter. But, it was very romantic. Whatever relationship you're speaking of, whether it's a past one or even your current one, you could tell how invested you are in it and the emotion that you bring. I loved the eyes turned to Wii's, but again, you know, Robin Williams made me think of the game WII, the Wii, not the anyway, but, it's still, you know, I my puns, I can't help myself. But you know, the sentiment behind it overshadows that completely. But I just thought it was very beautiful and romantic.
Thank you, Rack.
Awesome comment. And my sweet?
Now, there is such a talent that comes from you that sometimes I don't even have words to describe it, because I just sound like a broken record. Your cadence, your rhyme, and all of that. But this one is different to me. I mean, I usually have this bubbly, childlike, I don't know, it's kind of like, helium type of voice, cadence, and because I always think of you as, your poems, very many, a lot of them are kind of like childish and playful and have these like fable-like lessons for us to learn. And I'm always putting them aside, reading them to my grandson, things like that. this is more of a romantic side of you that I don't see very often, or I don't pay attention to, I guess. Probably written tons of them, but I haven't really seen, and I like it. It's got like that champagne purr to it. And you do champagne purr very well. So I'm thinking, wow, you've got a little bit of seductress in you, Linda, and the imagery and the sultry and all of that is wrapped in this perfect rhyme and cadence again. And I thought this was beautiful. I love the conversation of the I's and the we's and the forevers and like the, it's almost like a, weaving of a tapestry so that you become like, you're weaving the story, your tapestry of life together. And I thought that was stunning and it's beautiful and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, sweet. I love that champagne purr thing.
Me too. Great comment, sweet.
The bubbles tickle your nose.
Right.
Yeah.
AP, will you comment for Linda, please?
Beautiful image that you chose, Linda, and I really loved the sort of assonance of the poem, how you actually, went with the words that actually went and created that feel and image. And I just thought it was really cleverly written and beautifully put together.
Well, thanks, AP.
Awesome comment. And Mr. Hatter, comment, please.
Yeah, this is beautifully done. When I create the J. Hatter greeting card, you're going to have to write for me.
Sure.
No, just it was a typical, not typical, but a good liquid damage poem. All your stuff belongs on some calendar somewhere that people could read as they walk by. You have such moral fortitude in your lines. It's a story. It's a story told every time, and it's done very well.
Thanks, Hatter.
You're welcome.
Fabulous comment, Hatter, and everybody. And, the next poem that I put on the board is by Heavenly Angel. I figured I'd read for her if you guys want to click on there. And the raconteur quote that she chose is, "It's a passionate heart that makes the difference, the part of a soul that shines brighter than the North Star." And the poem is titled Ecstasy by Heavenly Angel. Here we go. And it's an award winner. So here we go. Paintbrush patterns swish by the window in every color of the rain. In our secret corner, we can touch with trembling fingertips and summon promises never forgotten and never dreamt about. Karma's spells shift between our tender lips. They circle each other in an everlasting dance as we stand together in a loving embrace. Earth's halo of colors brings sweet laughter's call, splitting on a soft, rain-misted breeze. Beauteous are those moments we share, witnessed only by the celestial night and Luna's soft eyes. End poem.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like the witnessed by only the celestial night of Luna's soft eyes. But all the way through, it's got, I think Hatter always calls her our hallmark writer, because it's like filled with so much beauty. The circle, they circle each other in an everlasting dance as we stand together in loving embrace. I like the thought of an everlasting dance. I thought that was a beautiful touch. But the very first line pulls in the art. Paintbrush patterns swish by the window in every color of the rain. And I thought that was really cool because if in the art, it's nighttime and they're walking on the sidewalk, but the streetlights are capturing, or the streets are capturing the streetlights, but in a wet, glittery look. So I thought that she painted the picture in my mind's eye just as beautifully as the art itself. And as always, it was my honor to be the reader for Heavenly Angel. And congrats on that award, dear heart. And Raconteur, what did you think?
She always writes beautiful poetry, especially when it comes to love. So, I mean, you talk about a passionate heart and soul and things like that. And, you know, it's evident throughout everything that she writes. You know, you have to know that, you know, if you were, you know, in a relationship with her or something like that, it'd be like, you know, one of those things, I don't know, celebrated every day, or at least that's how it seemed by the way that she writes. It's beautiful.
Fabulous comment. And Linda?
Just beautiful. And the imagery was spectacular. I love that opening line, paintbrush patterns swished by the windows in every color of the rain. Because, yeah, when you look out on a rainy day, the rain reflects all the colors like a prism, and it's beautiful. But I'm in love with this poem, the ending as well, witnessed only by the celestial night and Luna's soft eyes. What a brilliant line that is. The whole thing just is soft and surreal and just lovely. I really liked it. And it's kind of a change for Heavenly Angel. Well, they're Earth's halo of colors. I knew she'd get it in there somewhere. But there's no angels per se, and that's interesting. But this is just a stellar. I'm putting this on my list. But, yeah, I really liked it.
Awesome comment. And Hatter?
Yeah, you know, she wrote it very well to the effect of, if you remember walking in the rain when it's well-lit path, the broken shards of color that dance around. And the older we get, the less we walk in the rain. I don't know if anybody realizes that, but usually you're rushing through it or you want to go outside. Hell no, it's raining. When you're young, it doesn't matter.
When you're old, you don't hit.
Yeah, an artist notices the reflection of colors as they bounce. When you're walking on a pathway of concrete, you know, or a stone pathway, it's very noticeable through the trees and the pathway lights. I thought this was well done. Very good.
Before I get the next one, let's say hi to Sky. Welcome to the show,
Sky.
Hello.
Hey, Sky.
Hi, Sky.
Well, hi. How are you?
There she is. We are doing well. How about you?
Good.
Good. I'm just getting some comments for Heavenly Angel's poem. Sweet Pea, what you think?
I think just brings back memories of younger days, summer smells, and first romantic kisses. I really love, you know, just the smell of rain, especially those soft spring rains. And I think this is just something that brings back that rain, soft rain smell off the beaches and colors. And that's just, you know, karma spells sift between our tender lips. And I really kind of brought that little sweet memory back. A beautiful poem.
Fabulous comment. And AP, what do you think?
Just a quick one. So, Hatter, I've sent you a message. Can you have a quick look and see what you think, number one? Number two,
I just love where this poem is written from, Deb. There's just a beautiful sense of completeness and happiness and love and care where this poem is written from. And so I love the poem, but I love even more the why it's being written.
Awesome comment. All righty. So, Sky, I changed it up a little because I don't know how much time you have, and I put yours on the board. But did you want to tell us what's coming up on any particular shows before you read?
Yes. I have to go look because I haven't been on. I even didn't go to my show, so give me 1 second. I've been having flooding issues here. Next week, my D&D show. So next week on Saturday night at Poetic Slice, we are back to our regular schedule. So it is D&D, and we are celebrating the Sorcerer class. Go check out the topic board, and there's some information for you to write a character, right? Or you can pick some character quality traits and write about those. Good morning.
Abracadabra.
All right, and I did put your poem on the board. If you want to tell Rakentor which quote you chose and then read for us.
Yes, I chose leaving pieces of me scattered everywhere I go. And this is called Scattered But Not Lost by Skydar Cult. Therein is a chromatic palette, not to say without its depth, a muted scale sight of shadow portraits that hinge a starry night. It frames a polychrome of stippled pavements, bending like water beneath its tread, as I wade in the shallow, till it too is fled and fall. Sorry about that.
Okay. I really like the title Scattered But Not Lost. Like, there's something pretty profound about that. I think quite often we're all scattered, but we're just not totally lost yet. Maybe a little crazy, but not lost yet. But I really like it frames a polychrome of stippled pavements bending like water beneath its tread. I like the stippled pavements because they describe it in, say, appearance, but it's also with the use of a paint technique word, which I thought was a nice touch. But the very first line, there is an achromatic palette, not to say without its depth. I like the wording that you chose. And the stipples or stippled pavements also For me, ties in with that thought of being scattered everywhere, like in those stipples, you're scattered within them. So I thought that this was an awesome brevity, and I liked the shadowed portraits because your art, you chose one of the nighttime scenes, and you can see the different shadows throughout, especially in the tree lines and stuff where there's some mist and everything. So I thought that your wording was brilliant. And that it's a great brevity. And I'm really glad you were able to call. And Rakentor, what do you think?
Yeah, this is gorgeous, Sky. I love the word choices because, you know, my relationship with words and puns and things like that, the ideas that this can fold into, you know, from vision to just the different ideas of texture and whatnot. It's just very, very personal and brilliant at the same time. You know, I really enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, Rick.
Great comment. And let me let Silk in before I get another one. Hi, Silk. I don't know what's going on. These videos not uploading very quickly. You weren't there a second ago when I looked, but you've been sitting there for 2 minutes, so I'm not sure why, but I'm glad
you're here. Oh, no biggie.
I'm glad you're here, and I'm getting some comments for Sky. Let me see here. How about my sweet?
got to tell you, this poem is beautiful. I love the wording. The fact that you used the acrobatic palette, which basically is colorless. Well, you know, I have a southern accent, and I say crayon, so you're just going to have to get used to that. in a word bank that has all colors, I thought was fabulous. But anyway, I love that you're not lost and that it's just that you're everywhere. Little points of you, little dots of you, little bits of you here and there, that you're in everything and every parts of everyone. You know, Hatter wrote to the same thing, and I'll tell you the same thing that I told him. Of course you're everywhere, because you touch every person you touch has a piece of you. And it's a good piece, part of your heart, part of your soul, part of your mind, part of your thoughts. I love that line that he, Raconteur wrote, Rackyisms, you know, leaving pieces of me scattered everywhere I go, I think is a beautiful sentiment. And I love that you wrote to it because you're one of the people that I'm blessed that you left a piece of you with me. And I love this. Leave your little dots all over me.
Mm-hmm. So much love and going around tonight. Great comment, sweet. And AP, what you think?
Yeah, look, there's not many words, but geez, they're chosen really well. And they're unusual, as we said, a chromic, grayscale, polychrome, stippled. They're all really interesting choices of words and completely on point with the image that you're describing. And so it's very hard to make a brevity that sort of comes across fresh and new and interesting, but I think it's all of those things.
Great comment. And, Sok, did you get to hear it? Or do you want to wait till the next poem?
Oh, I didn't get to hear it, but I did get to just read it over. And I really dug it. I liked what you did with Raconteur's quote, with what all you, with all the colors. And I like the kind of way you contrasted them, too, like it was in the image there. But to me, it kind of had also a contrast of somber and whimsy, too, I thought, with the dark and light, too, a bit. And I really loved that ending. It was very powerful. I thought you did really good with his quote there. And I could see it in the ending. Very well done.
Awesome comment. And the man who used sky, sky, sky in his poem earlier, would you like to comment?
Yeah, we used the same quote. Leaving little pieces wherever we go. Sometimes sky, 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 you don't write enough. This is too short. Need more sky. I found what AP was saying, the words achromatic, the stippled. You're just trying to make me run to the dip to the thesaurus. There's a show in my head how shallow my well is. Well, it's always good to read your stuff, Sky.
Awesome comment. And, okay, so let me just tell. I did let everybody comment on your poem, right? And we lost.
I didn't comment yet.
Linda, okay, please, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's brilliant brevity that, and it just blows my mind that people can write like this. Just so few words and such a big idea, but looking at it and reading it, it makes me kind of want to jump and skip in the puddles, in the little road there, and look at the starry night, just be, you know, not have to be anywhere, but just be. And that's my take on it. I loved it. It was really cute. Thanks, Sky.
Great comment. And looks like she had to drop. So thank you, Sky. I appreciate you calling. Oh, wait a minute. No, okay. Just wanted to make sure. All right. So let me just give everyone the rundown of what's coming up. I got Phil's on the board. I'll play his recording, and then we'll have Silk read. And then we are just about finished, so it's going to depend on whether these guys show up. We will be left with Crystal Hope and Pretty Bird. So we will see what happens after we do these two. Decide if we need readers, or Pretty Bird was going to try to call after 11. We'll play it by ear. So if you guys
Deb,
could click
Deb,
on... Yes,
Deb,
sir?
Can I ask a quick favor?
Sure.
Hatter, did you read that attempt I had at doing a few rewords?
I haven't, not yet.
I'm going to put it. Can I put it on the board anyway, just to have a go at it? Because I think it just see what you think. You can see it. You can tell live. Is that okay, Deb?
No, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I said I'd have a go at trying a few different words, so I have. So, and probably a few of these are right and a few of these are wrong, but see what you think. This is Hatter with me slightly altered, I think. And it goes a little bit like this. The lights in the woods crept on to see a path rarely taken that hovers past me. Searching for places where I saw faces that smiled as I stumbled on by. Still in the boughs, they knew it was me, climbing towards the sky, sky, sky. Within light that once thought twice, thinking about times that were clear, remembering those written in prose, I shed that poetic tear. Mark down names that play the game, but theirs destined not to win at love. Watching things that others bring, fate falls from the heavens above. I wander down the road that leads, once found pieces, a part of me. Even when the stories do end, it's hard for you to try and pretend, while holding on to distant dreams, waters cloud that feed into streams. Paint the colours of right and wrong, then listen to those lyrics and song. Remember what was once here made, borders, where my child once played, in poem.
Well, sort of like what the Beatles told Joe Cocker. I think that's yours now.
I think it came out to be a pretty beautiful collab, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it is. I see where you did made the changes. Sometimes you gotta. It's good to hear another version because you can't step back from your own stuff. If that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. I just thought it was worth doing just because I thought that might not be right. But there's just something really magnificent hiding there, Hatter. That's all. It really is.
Yeah, I'll make changes. I'll do it later. Thanks.
Thanks, Adam.
Very cool. Okay, guys, if you click on Phil's poem, I will push record. I mean, play.
This is a poem.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Quiet Flows the Thames. Quiet flows the Thames past the Houses of Parliament, where the voices are raised in polite and civil argument, only to be drowned out by the chiming of Big Ben. All is quiet while the bells vibrate for eternity. And then, silence reigns for a moment until the traffic buzzes to life, but the river keeps rolling on despite the London strife. Oxford Street crammed with a sea full of people, tourists staring at St. Paul's dome-shaped steeple. A man in a military uniform is selling the war cry. Another has a Bible in his hand shouting, "Repent or die." Human statues fill the public with sudden movements, crafting their skills with extra subtle improvements. A red double-decker heads for Piccadilly Circus. People crossing the street with sense of purpose. A homeless man sits at the entrance of Harrods, sneering at the people passing by, calling them cowards. And through all the hustle and bustle of a major city, the streets full of lifeless concrete with the air so gritty, the Thames quietly flows on by ignoring the strife as it searches for a place to rest, to begin a new life. End poem.
Wow. Okay, for starters, Raconteur, he chose to quote, "Just a free spirit, now freer still." And I really love his title, "Quiet Flows the Thames." He chose a nighttime scene with Big Ben in it, you know, the clock, where most of the light that's coming from the center of the art is centered around the clock tower and the base of Big Ben. And there was, where was that part? It was a little bit different. A man in a military uniform is selling the war cry. Another has a Bible in his hand shouting, "Repent or die." Human statues fool the public with sudden movements, crafting their skills with extra subtle improvements. And you know, those fooling people, where did it go? I just lost my page. The human statues at the foot of the public, you know, you picture the soldiers and their big, tall, fuzzy black hats, and they do. They look statuesque until they maybe blink or about to change shift, and then you realize that they're not statues. But I like the fact that he took us right there into the center of town with the movement of the people and the actions of them with the war cry and the Bible person with the repent or die. And I like a little further down where it says, "A red double-decker heads for Piccadilly Circus, people crossing the streets with a sense of purpose. A homeless man sits at the entrance of Harrods, sneering at the people passing by, calling them cowards." And it was, I mean, you could just almost hear the traffic noises, too, as he was reading, describing the hustle and bustle of stuff going on there that night, throwing around a few landmarks like the Piccadilly Circus or Harrods, the store. And it's just like, I thought he always does a bang-up job, but he really got down into the nitty-gritty of that picture and took, like I said, right into the center of it. And just a free spirit, now freer still. Everybody was saying what they wanted to say and doing what they wanted to do and moving around the city, and silence reigns for a moment until traffic buzzes to life. So like I said, you could almost hear the sounds going along with it. And I'm noticing just now, as I was about to wrap up my comment, that this was chosen for a front page pick as well. So congratulations on that, Phil. It's well deserved. I think that between the quote chosen and the art, you completely brought it to life for us. Excellent work. And Raconteur?
What were you saying, Hatter?
I was going to ask, what makes Harrods such a landmark? I've heard this the story, but what? Why is that?
It's a famous London shopping center. It's a famous store in London. I think that was the flagship where it first appeared was in London. No,
I think it was the first one. But for me, it just hearing it reminds me of Princess Diana and the son of Harrods that were together in that car crash. So that would put it in all of our minds because it was such a profound day that, you know. But, yeah, it's just Mega.
Okay, the reason I ask, there was a couple of men that had adopted, or they saved a lion cub from the basement of Herod's. Now, was that a store that you could buy anything at one given time, or did? Or, what kind of store?
I think it was Eccentric and Big Bucks and a place where people with money go, which would explain who could afford to buy that poor tiger. Just saying.
Yeah, they're the ones that go and release it to the wild, and then they go back 2 years later or the next year that remembered them, comes up and hugs them, brings all pride in. Never mind.
No. I'm giggling because the way I heard the story was it was the wrong tiger. He didn't recognize him, so he got eaten. Anyway,
just one mistake.
As far as Phil's poetry, though, I mean that like you said, that took me straight to London. I didn't have to see any picture, not that I could, but it was absolutely beautiful. My unfortunate quote unquote English experience is kind of Beatles centric, but you know, all those things like Piccadilly Circus and double decker buses and stuff like that, you know, it's I wouldn't really say stereotypical England, but, you know, I guess in a sense it is, you know. He really has had the feel of it to the point that, you know, the spirit of it in terms of the quote, it was absolutely stunning. And then the people that showed up just fit right in, and that's, to me, was why I'm mentioning the Beatles, is because, you know, they did a couple of movies and things like that. And, you know, when they did like the London scenes and whatnot, I think partly because the Yellow Submarine cartoon, but partly also because of, I think it was Help. They the scenery that they paint and the American view of, you know, this is what England is, and the people in the streets and whatnot. It was very, very, God, I don't know what word I'm trying to say. I enjoyed it very much, Phil. It was fantastic. It really was. And well-deserving of the front page. I enjoyed it.
When I was younger.
Go ahead, Heather.
When I was younger than today, I didn't need anybody. I can't remember the damn tune. I was going to sing the lyric to Help.
Right.
I didn't need anybody's help in any way. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
okay.
Very good.
And Linda, will you comment for Phil, please?
Yeah, well, this had brilliant imagery. And it was like a wonderful tour through London. It gave me the goosies like I was there, but totally realistic. And I kind of took it as the river was a metaphor for us needing to slow down and have a little bit of quiet strength for a while. But I could be wrong there. But I do like the part about the river at the end that it's quietly flows on by ignoring the strife as it searches for a place to rest to begin a new life. He kind of hit an ideal that we should embellish upon slightly. We need to slow down. But the imagery, like I said, is just I forget who said it, Rack maybe, that said they didn't need a picture with this because Stephen King has a way when he writes in the first couple paragraphs of completely mapping out the whole book and have you know exactly where everything's at. He maps out so well. And Phil did that in this poem. I mean, it's like everything's right there, and now I could go to London and know what I'm looking at, you know. But Phil is just such a good writer. It's incredible. Thanks, Phil, for sharing.
Awesome comment. And Silk, can you comment for Phil and then read yours for us? But start off by telling us what quote you chose to when you get there.
Okay, sure. I dug this, and I have to agree with you there, Dub. He does so good at describing the scene here. You could like close your eyes and just pretty much be transported to London, I guess, if you've never been there, and just hear all the sounds, see all the sights, all the scents, all the things going by. There was so much going on in the whole poem. It was just so packed full of everything here. And I liked the second to last stanza more than the rest, if I had to pick something out. Just because those double-decker buses are kind of like unique for London, I think, or for England over there. And, I just really dug this whole piece. Just so much imagery and images packed into so little space, honestly. It was like
fantastic.
An explosion, I guess, is what I was trying to say. And okay, I guess I'll read mine. I actually went with just a free spirit, now freer still. And I kind of took it a different way than I guess was taken before, but kind of went humorous and one of my rare attempts at humor. But okay, here we go. Called Ode to Mice and Lasagna. I told him nice and steady, Johnny, let's go, grab the cheddar. I'm feeling all loose and ready for poker night with the fellas. Dino, Razor, Fluffy, and Snip, all the boys have come to play. I scored a fat sack of catnip. It's feeling like my lucky day. Even the kitties came to purr, Stevie Nicks, Trip, Sadie, and Dot. Norton and Nip showing off their fur, wanting a piece of that jackpot. I told Johnny, show me the love, I'm ready to make a big splash. We ain't playing for litter, Bob, but a real sweet and juicy stash. I'm not getting any thinner, need the cheddar to lure them in. Big fat juicy mice, better than tuna from the pen. Johnny pulled out his pockets empty. No cheddar, facepalm, what a louse. Scavenge the buy-in with string cheese. They stare at me like I'm the mouse. Mooned it over with a dollop from my happening magic sack. Two kings and a jack on the flop. Full house, my hand, kings under jacks. First hand, I went on the attack. Said, I'm all in, I'm a winner. So snips threw down kings over jacks. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. He said as he scratched his sleeves, raking in that big pot of cheese. Come on now, someone check his sleeves. Vamoose, John, this just ain't my scene. Never liked those boys anyway, and those girls were all sluts. Back to eating lasagna trays and watching Odie lick his butt.
Look, that was actually quite brilliant. You know, I was very surprised when you took the art with the cats playing poker on there, and I couldn't wait to see where you went. I liked the language that you used. I liked the humor is brilliant. Like the louse and the mouse and he pulled out of his pockets. He pulled his pockets out empty. You literally turned around and brought this room full of cats playing cards to total life with conversations, with scenes that painted it for us. Smoothed it over with a dollop from my happening magic sack. Two kings and a jack on the flop, full house, my hand, kings under jacks. I like how it was a magic sack. What a clever way to say it was a cheater. My goodness, there was something about a litter box, I think. I was just, it's a good thing I was muted because I was literally sitting here giggling. I think that you don't write comedy very often, but you do it really well. I think that this was so cute, so fun, and a great choice. You stepped out of your box and you really brought it. Fabulous show.
I think so.
Stepped out of his litter box.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Trying to expand a little. I get sick of writing the same old thing all the time, I guess.
You did. It's brilliant. What do you think, Rex?
I you know, when it comes to humor, I love it, and you did a great job. Garfield and Odie and things like that, and Lasagna, you got all the little nuances, and then, you know, the fact that they're playing poker and the picture of playing poker, the iconic, what is that, the example of poor taste, dogs playing poker or whatever, and then usually in the painting they have the dog with the cards in his paw under the table, you know, trying to cheat or whatever that is. So, you know, even that you captured in your right. Your wording was great. You really painted a picture. I guess I really enjoyed it. So that was fantastic.
Well, thanks, Rick.
Great comment. And Hatter, what you think?
Yeah, great to see your humor, KP, K-Man. You had Garfield from the get-go, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were going to fit that in a long way around.
Well, actually, I started just writing about cats, and all of a sudden it just turned to Garfield, I guess, towards the middle, and I was like, I'll just go for it.
No, it was a great ending. That was funny, man.
Odie licking his butt.
You
know,
and that King Jacks over Kings and Kings over Jacks, that's the worst feeling is to have that lower full house. You know he's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. Yeah.
That's a good bad point.
Yeah.
You can't
actually
drive.
Had that
you can't
happen
hold.
To me once in a family poker game, man, and I had the flush, and they actually had a straight flush somehow. I was so like, oh man.
Oh. Yeah,
you never see that. That's so rare.
Yeah, there's no way you can fold. You can't fold that. You cannot fold that full house. You can't. You just can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Just being led down the plank up the.
Awesome comment and. Linda, will you comment for Silk and then read Crystal's piece for me?
Sure. Silk, that was hilarious. And I've said it once, I'll say it again. Anybody that can write and make people laugh has an ability and a talent that is just so fantastic, because it is hard to write comedy. But you here have every verse, there's something that made me giggle a little bit. But this one, Dino, Razor, Fluffy, and Snip, guess why we call him that? That sent me into a giggle right there. But the ending, too, I couldn't help it but burst out. Sorry if I interrupted, but... it's just so funny. You did a great job with the structure and the rhyme scheme was well done. Just everything in this poem was excellent. So thank you for sharing it, Silk.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Fabulous comment.
You're welcome.
All right, well, we can do the last two. Linda will read one and I'll read one. So, Linda, please.
Okay, let's see. Oh, wait a minute, I got the wrong one. Seasons, Rain, is that the one?
Yes, please.
Okay, and the quote she wrote to you is, like, do... What's that?
Read the quote that she chose to write to first. Please.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like dew through fall after morning's rain, beautiful. This is called Season's Rain by Crystal Hope. Daisies and chrysanthemums wander into ice bouquets of sunlight blossoms, breathing the crisp air of winter. Butterfly wings echo through the tunnels buried into crimson bed of roses, frosted with sharp stems and splinters. Watercolors bleed from melted crayons, scattering my indigo teardrops, stained from the memories of summer. Dried trees blanket the ground, with chestnuts and acorns bouncing like taupe twigs of bongo drummer. Honeycombs buzz through bumblebees, drinking the pollen and plunder of morning honeydew spring. Black crows caw at the white doves, flapping alongside the marshmallow clouds, glimmering like a diamond ring. Orange apricots rot amongst the lilies, fading into the barren shadows, swirling in the hazy hay bells of autumn. Cranberry walnuts harvest in the embers, smoking from the gray morning's rain, painting seasons change on rock bottom. End poem.
Great read. Thank you, Linda. And I like her season's rain, and she also spelled it R-E-I-G-N. And she wrote to a gorgeous, gorgeous arrangement of daisies. And I like that she put, like, watercolors bleed from melted crayons, scattering my indigo teardrops stained with the memories of summer. So I like how she put her bits of what did Rackyisms into it with her word choices. And I like the honeycomb buzz through bumblebees drinking the pollen and plunder of morning honeydew spring. And then all the colors that she put through here, like the orange apricots rot among the lilies, fading into the barren shadows, swirling in the hazy hay bell of autumn. And it's like that time of year, that seasonal change that's going on, where any of the fruit that was picked is starting to go bad, and hoping that the critters come and eat it. And the cranberry walnut harvest in the embers, what a gorgeous view that she paints for you without having to see all the colors in the art. She trickled them all through the poem. And I think that where it, like dew from the morning rain, you would have it on the flower petals too. So I think that the tie-in between all of those and her words came out quite beautiful. Great job, Crystal. Thank you so much. And thank you for reading, Linda. And Raconteur, what you think?
Yeah, that was an excellent read, Linda. And, I thought Crystal did a beautiful spin on my words. I really enjoyed the piece and the colors and the imagery. She did a great job. It was lovely.
Awesome comment. And, Linda, you read. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was awesomely beautiful. Just the colors and the scents and the almost like the air was around me of the different seasons. But that was very clever how she went and described each season in a few words. And my favorites are butterfly wings echo through the tunnels buried into a crimson bed of roses frosted with sharp stems and splinters. And watercolors bleed from melted crayons, scattering my indigo teardrops, stained from the memories of summer. That is just so beautiful. And it gives such a feel of summer. But this whole thing is beautifully written. The imagery is so sharp and beautiful. I think Crystal did just a lovely job on this. Thanks for sharing, Crystal.
Fabulous comment, Linda. And Heather, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the way that she describes at the end of painting the seasons change, yeah, there is a certain different to the seasons and the way the air feels. She also, I like the longer line rhyme, and she did it in such a manner that it reached just fine, but I don't think he could go any longer. It was like Cope, just she writes very well, one of our classic writers. I mean, very well done.
Great comment, Hatter, everyone. Okay, we have one more poem, and it's Pretty Bird's poem, and I am going to try and do her words justice here. The raconteur quote that she wrote to is, "Leaving pieces of me scattered everywhere I go," which was definitely a popular quote tonight. And her poem is called Through Space, Time, and Whatnot by Pretty Bird. Here we go. There are pieces of me lost in the wind that breathes life across a distance I cannot span. Miles and minutes make up impossibilities or impracticalities, though nothing about this life seems very practical to begin with. Definitions born of expectations, none of which have anything to do with desire or connection or truth. The sweetest goodbye or bladed ghosting tendencies of unkind generation all feel like I'm inconsequential. I suppose we are all particulate matter in a vast universe of overflowing change. But I am the one that it's easy to walk away from. I am the one lost in time, tied to pieces of me in wistful wonder. I am the one longing for the interstices of momentary reason, for connection defies logic and distance. Time is fluid, and the abyss that marks my soul is vast. End poem. Well, you know, I don't think that there's too many poems that Pretty Bird wrote that I don't finish by saying, wow. The wording with stuff like miles and minutes make up impossibilities or impracticalities. But the part that really choked me up, where is that? The sweetest goodbye or the bladed ghosting tendencies of an unkind generation all feel like I am inconsequential. And the other part where they walk away, where is it? I hate when that happens. Okay, here it is. I suppose we're all particulate matter in a vast universe of overflowing change, but I am the one that is easy to walk away from. And that part is where I got choked up, because I often say that some people make me feel like a disposable friend, and that's the same feel you get there, but I'm the one that it's easy to walk away from. So I felt her there. I felt me there. I felt a really, really a powerful emotion. And it's like, you know, you left a piece, I left a piece of myself behind, but you just stomped on it as you walked over it and never gave it a second thought. So I, as most of her work, this is just brilliant. And I hope I did it justice reading for her, because, wow. Raconteur.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. There's no denying. I love her word choices, her thoughts. You can kind of tell what she's going through sometimes in her life, whether it's fact or fiction. You know, the philosophy behind the mood or the feeling and the emotion that she drags it through is undeniable. You know, the idea of being forgotten and ghosted after you've been friends with someone and you know, you touch their life and then they can walk away like, you know, like it's nothing. It's really unimaginable sometimes, but, you know, it happens. And you know, you want to question it or argue it, but you can't because, you know, it's so individual. You know, it makes sense, but it doesn't. It hurts. But, you know, there's the justification behind it that you just want to, I don't know. It's really, you know, the way that she writes, it's just beautiful. I thought it was fantastic.
Comment, Rack. And Linda?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was off in my own little world for a second. I thought this was really pretty, and it made me feel sad, though. And that's a good ability, too, to bring, like, certain emotions to your reader or your listener. And she definitely got me with this one. And the verse that you quoted as well got me. About I am the one it's easy to walk away from, that kind of rings true in my life as well. But she did a really great job on this, and I was inspired listening to it. So good job, Pretty Bird. I really loved it.
Awesome comment. And Hatter, you can take the last poetical comment of the night.
Yeah, I totally get this poem. You know, how could you? You can speak to anybody in the world, but you can't talk to me. That doesn't make to me that's the most hurtful thing. To be ghosted. Or however you want to say it, but yeah, Pretty Bird, she writes in her own style, and this is one brings it right out. No holding back. There's the sweetest goodbye or the bladed ghosting tendencies of an unkind generation. All feel that I am inconsequential.
Great.
Just that word in there. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, right.
Pretty good.
It was a great comment, but I lied. I forgot to get Silk to comment, so it looks like he's going to get the last comment of the night. Silk.
Oh, no way, man.
Well, it's okay, but no, I agree with Brack. I've always been a fan of Pretty Bird with her reads and her writes. I mean, they always just kind of hit you no matter what she writes. And I've always loved that. And it's always got a beauty and elegance. Even whether she's writing about loss and pain or even something really naughty, I mean, it's always got some kind of like an elegant feel to it. And this one's even more so. I think she blended pain and beauty so well together, which always to me is something I like. I know this probably came from a place of a lot of hurt, but also you could see like the beauty in it too a little bit, the way she wove it together. And to me it's like I've had that too. It always hurts when someone just kind of ghosts you, and it's always like, wow. Although sometimes there's a lot of different factors in that, especially online. If an online friend, someone might just got hurt themselves really badly and had to retreat, or never know, I guess. But no, I just really agree with this, with that sentiment that it's always sucks when someone just ghosts you without any explanation whatsoever. And yeah, just beautiful piece.
Yeah, picking another definition to the phrase. I always thought that I'd see you again. Then you do, and then she ghosts you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the heartache in what she's talking about, because, you know, she's got the goodbye, so you know, it's not so much, you know, the closure. It's like afterwards. It's like, you know, how do you not talk to me ever again? You know.
Exactly. Exactly. I never got how you can love somebody, marry them, have kids, and then hate them.
Right.
You never loved her in the first place, really.
It definitely feels that way.
For sure. So, a side note, I put up my topic board for next Monday's show, where we will not only feature another new artist. I don't think I've done this artist before, but another new artist, and he is where'd it go? There it is. Rob Carlos. He does a lot of fantasy art with, like, dragons and fairies and stuff like that. So I chose his art to go along with 10 amazing pieces of poetry from Sky. So we will see what kind of inspiring poetry comes from Sky's poems next week. I want to thank Raconteur for the amazing pieces of poetry that inspired all the wonderful poems tonight. I want to thank the board, AP and Sweet Pea, and my big brother Hatter. And I want to say thank you to Stephen and Kay and Sky and Wayne and Angel and Silk and Phil and Crystal and Linda. You're all so awesome. And Purdy Bird, great way to end the show. I think that it's because of all of you that these shows always feel so special. Your pens are amazing, magic even. Appreciate you all so much, more than you realize, I'm sure. I think that tonight's show was filled with emotion. So fantastic job. And Raconteur, I hope that you were pleased with the variety of amazingness that came from the show tonight. And was there anything that you wanted to say before we wrap up?
No, I'm just I was able to share, you know, what I could, and people were inspired and took things in their own direction and made it their own.
Awesome sauce. And we are off tomorrow, but we'll be back Wednesday for Wolf's Spirits show. And a little reminder that Stephen and Kay have a show on Wednesday as well. And they go live at 7:30. And they are featuring the movie Eddie and the Cruisers, which I really love that movie.
Good.
So that'll be great. I hope to see you Wednesday for the celebration. And was there anything anybody wanted to say before I play a song? All right. I'm going to play a song by Three Doors Down. It's called Here Without You. And here we go. Just seems to fit the mood of the evening. So let's have a listen. Love and respect, everyone. And yes, I can, Hatter.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. A 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you
Without You, song by the American rock band Three Doors Down. It's a power ballad that was released in July of 2003 as the third single from the band's second studio album, Away from the Sun. The song reached number 5 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in November 2003 and was certified double platinum in the U.S. for shipping over 2 million units. It was also successful around the world, peaking at number 2 in Australia and reaching the top 10 in Denmark, the Netherlands, and New Zealand. You've been listening to A Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation, and that concludes our show. Thanks again, Raconteur, and everyone, love and respect. Good night.
Good night.